Brian Hilton Motor Group, the big local. Two big locations with the largest range of new and used cars on the coast.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
G'day, this is Paddy and Maz. This is our podcast for the week, and you wouldn't believe it. You told us about your puppy dog, Happy, Mazzy, hey?
Yeah, well, Happy has television preferences, which is funny.
And animals do. We looked at that, and we had callers about it.
Yeah, it was it proved me right, which I love. I love that when that happens on the show. It doesn't happen very often in life.
Also, we had an update, and it's the Five C's of King Charles. There's a new movie out. That's what it's called,
it's Five C's. No, that's not true. But King Charles is back to his royal duties.
Yeah.
And I was explaining how there are five areas in which the palace are focusing his attention, and each of those areas begin with a C.
I want to see when they get to the letter F. Looking forward to that.
The five F's of King Charles. That'd be a movie.
On SBS after midnight. We have an idea because we didn't realise the cash cow on Channel 7 Sunrise was rested.
Yes,
gone.
Been retired.
So we want to rise it like a phoenix and bring it back to the Central Coast, but with another animal, of course.
With a twist.
Yes, with a twist.
I also told you this week, Paddy, about the food poisoning. The food poisoning incident on the set of the Titanic. And I think I've solved,
the issue.
It could be about to be solved.
That and a whole lot more, all on our podcast, Paddy and Maz, Triple M.
If you think Paddy and Maz had great ideas all the time,
you'd probably be wrong.
It's now time for the Wheel of Wishful Thinking.
Oh, we love doing this. These are the ideas that have been given the big no-go by our boss, Jace.
Yeah, and it's a lot of ideas on the wheel, to be honest.
God, we're creative sometimes, aren't we?
We're a bit too creative sometimes, I think that's the problem.
And the ideas we come with, Jace says, you're not talking about that.
That won't work.
And we say, can we put it on the wheel? And so we put it on our wheel, and we've got all these different things that we want to talk about. And so we spin the wheel. God, I love spinning the wheel.
It's a good wheel today.
It is. Yeah, because we lubricated it.
It's vicious
we
today.
We oiled it up yesterday. Mm-hmm. And we have, the topic that came up today, this was given the big poo bar.
I don't know.
What TV show did your pet, watch?
Yeah. Were you right there?
Yeah, I'm just having a look. It's all in green. What TV show does your pet like watching?
That's right.
Yeah, simple as.
Because our Cavoodle Cross Kelpie will not watch Sugar, which is a spy drama. He will get up off the couch, his own little couch, not on our couch. God, no. Yeah. And he just goes in, he'll actually just chill out in the other room and fall asleep in another part of the house because he's just not into this. Whereas he'll watch Bluey with us.
Taco loves watching TV, certain episodes of The Simpsons especially. But that's what it came up on our Wheel of Wishful Thinking. And we just need a caller, 133353.
We got one!
Yes, we have. We've got one. That's all we need, one to be successful.
That's it. And the one is Matt in Edelong. Hello.
Good morning, Matty.
How are you, Zola?
Okay, good. Not too bad. On the wheel today, what TV show did your or does your pet watch? What's your pet, mate?
My pet is a Kelpie.
Kelpie, dog.
Kelpie?
Yep.
And it's 2 years of age, and it watches Shaun the Sheep.
There you go. See, it does happen.
As soon as it hears that, as characters do, it comes and turns its head and sits down. But it knows 7 o'clock and 7:30 it's on.
That is hilarious.
As I said, Taco has an interest in The Simpsons. I think because Santa's Little Helper, the greyhound. But all the time. And we'll just sit there.
Funny.
And Kirsten and I point at each other and go, look. And he just sits there.
Loves it.
Yeah. So Shaun the Sheep for your dog. What's your dog's name?
Ruby.
Ruby.
Ruby the Kelpie.
There we go.
Thank you, Matt.
All right, ladies and gents, have a good one.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Not just one. We got two.
And Liz in Killarney Vale joins us. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Not too bad.
Good.
Lizzie, the topic from the Wheel of Wishful Thinking, what TV show does your pet like to watch?
My pet, she likes to scroll on TikTok.
What sort of an animal are we talking about?
A Rottweiler.
Okay, so how does it scroll? The Rottweiler's got a big paw.
I'm holding my phone. She gets her paw and she pats it down.
No way.
Are you serious?
I'm for real serious. I can send you a video.
Yeah, if you can do that.
What's your wireless name? Daisy.
Daisy the Roddy.
My friend was upset that I didn't give her a rougher name like Shazza, but
Daisy's Daisy. Good.
Daisy's good. A great name for Roddy.
So Daisy goes on TikTok with you holding the phone.
Yeah, she just pats it down, scrolls it, takes half the work out, really. It's like, keep going.
That is hysterical. Well
right,
done,
okay.
Liz.
Okay. Are you able to send some footage through to us and we can put it on Triple M's Facebook page? You can share it with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I'll get it. I'll try and get it to do it today.
Oh, that'll be good. Thanks, Liz.
Glad you're not busy, Liz.
Yeah. Get a phone that shows up.
Oh, thanks, Lizzie.
See you guys.
And hopefully next week we can give away T-shirts in your face, Jace, who is our boss, and he says these ideas won't work. We could say, Liz, well done. You got a T-shirt in your face, Jace.
The only issue... And I don't like shooting down your ideas.
Yeah.
The only issue with the T-shirts is that Jace will have to sign off and approve them. And I don't know if he's going to do that.
Couldn't we just get some cheap ones? Just to match everything else we do around here.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
I cannot seem to get away with anything at my house, which is very frustrating.
Is that because the security cameras... Glenn's put up everywhere.
No, we actually don't have any. Now that you mention it, we do need to probably get
Same.
Security cameras out the
Same.
Front of the house.
Yeah.
But no, it's there's
Not
no, cameras.
Of that. No cameras.
It's because I'm just a bit dumb. Because I tried to get away with something and then I made a rookie mistake and then Glenn's found out what I've done, what I'm doing, and now he thinks I'm insane. So here it is. So yesterday afternoon, so Glenn was out. He had
Can
rugby.
Glenn and I form a club?
Glenn was out yesterday. He has rugby all day on Sunday because he's coaching the under-13s for the Woi Woi Lions, and then they had rep training and he's the assistant coach.
Is he the rep coach? Oh, he's the assistant
coach rep coach this
Jeez,
year
that's
as well.
A lot on his plate.
Yeah, tell me about it. It's a lot on our plates, Paddy. It's a lot on our plate. So he's off all day on a Sunday. Well, yesterday he was. And so I thought, this is my perfect opportunity. Glenn's out of the house. He won't know what's going on. And what I decided to do is I had to do a little photo shoot with Happy. So our dog.
A photo shoot with.
A photo.
You,
little, just a little photo. Just a little photo shoot with
what
Happy.
Who has to do a photo shoot with their dog? Unless they're doing my dog.
So what I had to do was I took off Happy's collar. And then I got him, and it took forever. And
you enter him in a dog competition?
No, I haven't.
If you do, let me know because I want to enter bear.
Okay. Righto. So I haven't entered him in a dog competition, but I needed to just get like the. I just need to get him sitting. Sit, Happy, sit. And then I just wanted his head to go to the, you know, and their little heads go to the side, and it looks so
Bear
cute.
Does that when you talk to him.
Apparently, dogs do that. So that they can see you fully because their nose gets in the way when they look straight on.
Is that why they do?
So if they turn their head to the side, it's because they want to get the full picture of the person they love the most.
I had no idea. I thought Bear was just being cute.
Yeah, but it is very cute. So anyway, I was trying to get this photo with Happy. It took me a lot of bribing with a lot of snacks. I finally got the photo. And then I didn't put the collar back on the dog. And so then Glenn came home and he's like, why is the dog's collar off?
Yeah,
and I was like, I said,
because
I had to take a photo of Happy. And it's like, why did you have to take a photo for? And I was like, because you know how Happy's birthday is coming up. So it's Happy's birthday in June or July. I can't remember. It's one of the months soon. And I'm getting him. It's this company.
Please tell me.
It's a company. They do these like portraits of your dog based on the photo, but it's like a hand drawn portrait of the dog.
You're giving that to your dog
with
for
Happy.
Its birthday.
Yeah. And I'm going to hang it in his room.
He
in his
doesn't
laundry.
Know. You are. See, I agree with Glenn here. Whatever he said, I'm agreeing with him. What is this costing you? What is this setting you back?
That's a question that Glenn hasn't asked. And because I know he's listening, I take the fifth.
What?
Why
don't you just go? You can get it printed off at Officeworks or Domain.
No, it's not the photo. No, he's in the photo. And then an artist like
does
a picture.
Art.
It's like an actual portrait of
and
your puppy dog. And it'll say Happy at the top.
You're
and
more I've got obsessed this than I am with the dog.
Beautiful frame that we're going to put it in. And we're going to stick it in the laundry up above his kennel because we love him so much.
There are charities you can donate to, you know.
I know. I should have just put the collar back on. What an idiot.
I'd
be a terrible detective.
Yeah. Look, never ever organise some sort of big scheme because you won't get away with it, Mazzy. No Ponzi scheme from you, okay?
But I do have photos if anyone needs a model that's a dog. I've got photos on the camera ready to go.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Well, I have been inspired because it was.
Oh, wait, what are we talking about?
My inspiration.
Oh, your inspiration. The juices.
This is from yesterday. The juices were flowing because what we're doing, I don't know how we got onto it, but we realised the cash cow
the cash cow's been
on Channel 7 was no longer there. And this was a little part of the conversation.
Cash cow on no Sunrise. Cow. Well, no. I'm never watching it again.
You know what? You know where we reintroduce it? Here. But we call it the cash pig. Like, we get a pig because you can't go cash cow. What animal would you use? The cash baboon? What would you use? Come on, tell me. What would you use?
No, pig's pretty good, actually.
Okay.
What about the hippo?
The cash hippo. I like the cash hippo. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do the cash hippo out on the streets of the Central Coast.
It doesn't have the same ring to it as the cash cow.
No.
No, they really...
Okay.
Maybe we could just borrow the old cash cow.
Okay. All right.
They're obviously out of
work.
Well,
it'd be looking for something to do, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
as you
I think
said.
So.
And then the conversation continued.
Can you believe it?
The cash cat. Natasha from Wyoming said the cash cat.
I like the cash cat.
Yeah,
like the cash cat.
Yeah, I'd cash cat.
I don't like cats, but I'd like the cash cat.
Where do we get a cat uniform from?
It's not a uniform. It's a costume.
Where do we get cat? Where do we get the cat costume from? Lakehawk Street Theatre.
Costume.
The
shop.
Cash cat.
Yes.
Thanks cash to Lakehawk Street Theatre.
Gee, that's a mouthful, isn't it?
This is where I've been inspired.
Okay, have you just been thinking about this ever since yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, I know that is all you did yesterday after the show. Your brain was just ticking away and ticking away and ticking away. And what have you come up with, Patty?
We get a big rooster. All right. The cash cock. All right. And we could even see the roosters, like the roosters from the NRL team. Do you want to sponsor it?
They're called the Roosters, not
No, well, they are. People call them cockadoodaloo.
It has to be the cash rooster.
No, and then what happens, because they've got a game coming up later on this year, I think in June sometime, and you go out and you go up to the cash cock, and then you get the money from the cash cock. What do you reckon?
I don't think that's going to get over the line.
Because the cash rooster is nothing. And what I thought, or we get the uniform from Lakehawk Street Theatre.
Costume.
Exactly. From Lakehawk Street Theatre.
Okay, well, you can be the person that rings them and asks them for a cock costume.
Okay. And then I'll do that today because I know the girls down there.
Okay.
And if I go down there today and say, give us one of those uniforms.
Costumes.
Costumes. We put Zach Elliott in tomorrow in the wet.
Well, he doesn't need a costume.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Mazzy, what are you talking about?
Well, King Charles and Queen Camilla are actually visiting a cancer treatment centre in Britain today as part of his first official public engagement since his cancer diagnosis.
Back on the rounds.
He's back on the tools.
Yeah.
So he's obviously hoping to raise further awareness of cancer as one of his top working priorities, which has now become known as, this is interesting, the 5 C's. So the king and his aides already plan his public working life in line with these chosen causes, and they all start with C. So he's got climate, community, culture, commonwealth, and now sources have confirmed that they're adding cancer to the list of his top 5 C's.
Well, you've got number 6, Camilla.
Oh, and Camilla. Well, she's the top C.
Mm-hmm.
She's the biggest C of them all. Is she not?
She is.
That sounded bad, didn't it?
just us, Harry and Meghan.
What are you talking about, Patty?
I'm talking about, do you like The Deadliest Catch?
What's The Deadliest Catch?
It's on TV.
Okay, just because it's on TV doesn't mean I know what it is.
It's been on since 2005,
okay.
Right? And I love it. And
so does Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
What is The Deadliest Catch?
It's a reality show.
It's a fishing show?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And it follows fishermen.
It's not a dating show, is it?
It's not. No. The Deadliest Catch. No, it's not.
Okay.
But it's been going for 19 years, but a lot of the cast and crew have passed away over the couple of years. No wonder it's called The Deadliest Catch.
Of course. They're
just going through.
It's been on for 19 years. People are going to pass away.
About 9 of them, the cast and crew from that show, have already carked it.
Maybe,
I couldn't believe it.
Maybe it's got the Glee curse.
It might, because yes.
Yes, there's a documentary on the Glee curse. That's really intense.
What was the other movie that had a curse on it?
Oh, I don't know.
There's been a couple of them where people have died on set.
Oh, yes.
And what was it?
I don't know.
I think from, you know, The Exorcist? You know, with the baby, or that.
Yeah.
There was something going on there.
Was that just a special effect?
No, that was the baby turning like that.
It was a real baby, and I don't think his head was turning around.
No, but the little girl, whatever her name was. But I'm absolutely positive on the set of The Exorcist. There's a new one coming out too, starring Russell Crowe.
Is there really?
I saw that short coming up.
Okay.
But yes, on the set of The Exorcist.
You are right.
Strange things happen.
If you Google cursed movie sets, The Exorcist is the first one that comes up. But there's also The Twilight Zone, The Omen, and The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
So poor Toto.
And what did working with Maz, did that happen to appear on your search?
TBC. TBC, watch out, Patty.
I'm still back with the big C. I'll tell you what.
Patty and Maz, the podcast.
Thank you to Brian Hilton too. They are big on used cars.
Oh, yeah, and with Brian Hilton, you gain access to over 400 used cars on the coast. Just visit brianhilton.com.au to review all of the stock, and you can browse it by make, model, or your budget.
Yeah, they also buy used cars. So if you're looking to sell your car hassle-free, all you got to do is submit your details online, visit one of their dealerships for an obligation-free valuation as well.
And they accept all makes and models, which is fantastic. So whether you're buying or selling, the big local has you covered.
Thank you to Brian Hilton for supporting what we do.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
I had to hold my daughter to ransom the other day.
Oh, gosh.
I sent her a ransom
message. Penny's home.
Yeah, she's home.
She's home from a big trip overseas. Is she settled back into the time zone and the work and all that? Is it back to normal?
Yeah. After 8-9 weeks off going back to work, that's a tough gig.
Oh, that's, that would be really hard.
But she's back cooking up a storm, and I love what she cooks. I said, why don't you become a chef?
Is she a meal prepper?
Yeah, she's a prepper.
She does a lot of meal prep. She does a lot of cooking at the house, you say.
The other day, she cooked these three meals, and it was chicken, it was vegetables. She put all these spices. She had sour cream on the top and then yogurt, and it looked just absolutely sensational.
Stunning.
And there were about two or three bowls, and I think she used one for lunch and one for dinner, and there was another one when I got home.
Great.
So I sent a picture of that bowl with the food in it. I went, help, I'm being held ransom. If you don't put $20 into P. Gerard's account, that is a fake name, you will never see me again. This is not a scam. I am your lunchbox. Anyway, she didn't respond. So I then sent a picture.
Because she's just like, Dad.
I'm at work, Dad. So I then sent a picture
of an empty Tupperware container.
And then I said, you didn't believe the message I sent. I said about that $20 ransom. Now look at me. And it was and her response, you are odd. Is that a normal thing to do, though? She was at work, busy.
Why are you bothering your daughter while she's at work with your shenanigans?
Yeah, all right.
Like, it is very funny.
I did get cursed as well.
It is cute. But also, she's a grown woman. She doesn't need to be bothered by her hungry dad trying to do lols and get a laugh out of the family because you don't get enough at work.
I wanted her to say, yes, Dad, you can eat my lunch. And she didn't.
She just refused
to hand over the ransom money.
Why didn't you just send a text going, hey, honey, can I have this?
She'd say no. She'd say no, so I put it to ransom. And she still said no.
So you thought texting as if it was her lunchbox was going to get a different response?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
And I'm still angry.
Poor family. And you're still angry.
She's blessed. Let me tell you. I tell her, Mazzy. Yes. She is blessed.
She sure is.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
Sit down now because Maz reckons she's solved the Titanic mystery.
Now, let me just clarify for a second.
Oh, this is funny.
It's not the mystery of why the Titanic sunk. It's a 30-year mystery that has plagued the making of the movie, Titanic.
Oh, I thought you were going to realise that there was a mystery.
An iceberg.
An iceberg.
We know it was an iceberg.
Okay.
No, so there's this 30-year mystery that's been going on in Hollywood and no one really knows what happens.
And you solved it.
On the set of Titanic, and it could be about to be solved. So let me tell you about the mystery.
I'm all ears.
So on the very last day of filming the Titanic, the movie, 80 people, including director James Cameron had to be hospitalised after their food was poisoned. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay.
So it wasn't seasickness?
No, no. No, because I'm pretty sure they're at a sound stage for most of the film.
Right, okay. Oh, so it wasn't done on a ship.
It wasn't a real ship.
Okay. See, I thought it might have been that. Okay, so 80 were food... was sick,
okay,
hospitalised.
So the catering came out. It was chowder. It was a seafood chowder.
See, that go wrong every time.
And what happened is James Cameron said he had the chowder. He thought it was mussels, but the police report said it was lobster. So we're not really sure which it was.
Okay, so discrepancy there already.
As soon as he ate it, he immediately had to step away and be sick. And when he returned to the set, he just saw things really spiraling out of control. He said people were standing by monitors. A couple of people started passing out. Some people were laughing. Other people started crying and other people started throwing up. And what had actually happened is somebody had laced the chowder with a psychedelic drug called PCP, otherwise known as angel dust. And every single person that consumed the chowder basically got high. And they all had to be hospitalised.
And I wasn't working for the catering company at that stage either. So
James Cameron said the 80 staff that were accidentally drugged were taken to a nearby hospital. And he said all of a sudden there was a random conga line down one of the hallways. He said some people were bleeding. Some people were laughing. There was somebody in a wheelchair. He said it was absolutely outrageous. And to this day, it has remained a mystery as to who actually did this.
Oh, put it in. Okay. And has it been solved?
Well, here is the thing. It's been 30 years and a case was officially closed by the police on February 12th, 1991.
Well.
They could never tie the crime to a particular individual.
Until now?
However, because the Information and Privacy Commissioner of the Halifax Police Department, Tricia Ralph, has ordered that an unredacted report be released to the public later this month.
So they took it back.
They redacted all the names because of privacy and all the things. And now Tricia's saying, let's get that unredacted report out there. And then they reckon that they might be able to pin it on a person 30 years later.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
He wasn't there, surprisingly. Isn't that suspicious?
Where was he? That's right. He'd already come to grief on the Titanic, hadn't he?
No, he wasn't there at the catering for that particular meal.
He wasn't there.
It was a lunch, but it was a midnight because of the way they were filming around the clock.
Yeah, so he wasn't there.
Kate Winslet wasn't there. And luckily,
they were in the back of the car making out again.
Old Rose, as in the actress who played the old Rose, thankfully, she wasn't there either. She was eating at a restaurant that
there
night.
Can you imagine? Those three can be wiped off.
Can you imagine old Rose on angel dust? It would have been the end of the Titanic. It would have been the end of it. So fingers crossed, I will bring you more this story.
We can't wait.
I want to find out who did it.
Oh, who put the angel dust in the seafood chowder?
That's a joke, doesn't it?
Paddy and Mass,
the podcast.
Have you been offended?
I have been offended. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, what have I done?
It's not you, Paddy.
Oh, this time. Oh, thank you.
It's not. And okay. To be fair, I don't think that I get offended easily. I think I've got a pretty thick skin on me.
Is it Zach?
No, it's not right. Zach.
Okay, normally he offends everyone, that bloke.
It's actually a 5-year-old that has offended me. So I picked Henry up from preschool the other day.
Mm.
And one of his little friends, who I won't mention, let's call her Jenny.
Hello, Jenny.
Little Jenny met me at the gate. And so it's cute because these little buddies come over and they say hi.
Jenny didn't have a go at that jacket you're wearing
today. No, I wasn't wearing this jacket.
Okay.
But the kids come over, they say hi, and they call you Henry's mum. Like, I'm Henry's mum. I'm not Maz to them.
No.
And as I walk, so there's a couple of gates to get through to the reception area. And as I went to walk through the second gate, Jenny, she goes, hi, Henry's mum. I'm like, hi, Jenny. How are you, darling? She goes, why do you have such a big bum bum? And I was like, you know what, Jenny? They come in all different sizes, sweetheart, and they're all beautiful.
So how to go at your booty?
Why do you have such a big bum?
Is that why you're on a diet now?
So I'm having protein for breakfast and I'm doing lots of squats. Seriously, oh, but it was so funny and cute because look, if it was a grown man that said that to me, I would have slapped him in the face.
But
but out of the mouths of babes, yes. It was just so cute.
That's funny. That's so good.
So funny.
That is so good. 133353. Yeah. Has a kid offended you in the last week? Make Maz feel better today.
God.
Big bum bum, eh?
Why do you have such a big bum?
That's what
bum
we're going to be known as now. Triple M. Hey, Nathie, has your daughter offended people?
Oh, mate, last weekend, you know, it was pouring down rain, but it's softer. Her game was probably that boy aim and over was the only one that wasn't pulled off.
Right.
Anyway, so the cheese and kisses are said, you know, the missus, she said, oh, you know, she doesn't really want to play and whatnot. And little chippy, she just said, oh, I don't want to play. And so I took her out there for support and whatnot. We get out there, so the other mothers and the parents are trying to, you know, coach her into playing, and Chippy just turned around, it's her nickname, Chippy, I just turned around, and she just turned around and said, no, I'm not playing, because my mum said that she's not silly like the rest of the mothers, she's letting them play in this rain.
Yep.
I just put my head down, the whole five or six mothers and parents, I just put my head down, I was just like,
oh no, yeah, she's just called everyone out.
Yeah, it does happen, mate.
Pure honesty.
Yeah.
There's no filter. This is what I kind of love about it. There's zero filter. And so you can't be offended.
No, you can't be. Oh, like offended Mrs. Kinch next door.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I blame the head keys. My cousins used to come around.
How old were you at this point?
Oh, little boy, like four or five.
Four or five,
and they'd come around and they'd make us swear. They'd say swear words and other words. And Mum was talking to Mrs. Kinch, so I climbed up the fence and said, I just looked over because of what they were telling me. And I said, geez, you've got big. And then Mum smacked my ass from the fence to the front stairs because I said it because they were whoppers. And Mrs. Kinch, you wait till your father comes home. And the head keys told. And when I went to my sister's funeral last year, the head keys were there, Debbie and Wendy, I blame them. And I still relay that story. I said, you guys got me into trouble when I was a kid because they used to come around and make me swear. Yeah, how wrong is that? And I think Jenny needs to apologise to you.
No, she's fine, honestly. I've laughed more than I've cried, so it's fine.
And we all make mistakes.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
Got something for Bearsy.
Oh, and all these.
Your favourite pooch.
Oh, I had some pictures of him on the weekend.
I bet you did.
Yep.
I know how much you love that doggy, and I know you do anything for your doggy, so you're going to have to move to America in order for this to unfold in your lives.
Okay.
But should you be able to move to America, you will be able to fly Bearsy on the world's first doggy jet service. There is an actual company called Bark, which is a dog toy company. They have a treat subscription Bark box that you can buy. They have partnered with a jet charter service, taking away the challenges of long-distance travel with doggies, and they basically get a first-class experience on the plane. It's only going to cost you six grand. One-way ticket.
Just for the dog?
Yeah, for the dog. It's a private jet for dogs. So the only dogs go on the jet. So it's
not even the owners.
No, well, I think the owners are there too. But it's just a private jet, and it's just you and your pooch. And it's like, why would you?
I don't know whether I could do that.
Is that because Bear has severe anxiety?
He does have
anxiety. He cannot even get into a car without freaking out.
And then he gets sick when he goes for a car ride from Narara to Gosford.
But maybe, do you know what? He might get car sick, but he might be fine in a private jet.
He may be with all these other pooches. But he didn't mix well with Happy.
That's true.
And Nelly, Zach's dog, when he did Puppy Bowl.
It is
so
true.
So you can do that for $6,000.
It's the world's first doggy private jet charter service. If we lived in America, you know I'd be booking.
Can I borrow $6,000 off you?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
I will be using my $6,000
to fly Happy.
To fly Happy. And don't tell Glenn where that money went.
A showbiz.
He will not have it.
A showbiz doctor has been struck off for giving an OnlyFans model free Botox in return for the horizontal mambo.
No.
Yeah. Been struck off. He gave the patient, you know, free Botox, but, you know.
Free Botox.
Yeah.
That's worse than cash for comment.
Oh, yeah. He was a father of two, 42, and reckons...
Wait, like, the OnlyFans person or the doctor?
No, the doctor.
Oh, the doctor.
Okay. And the OnlyFans, I didn't, there's no pictures there.
Okay.
And, you know, one thing, he's been dubbed the King of Lips, claimed their relationship never became physical after the woman said he hounded her for the horizontal mambo. Look, I only go
that's
to the surgery.
Terrible.
All I've got is a script for antibiotics. I don't know about you, but that's
you,
about it.
Are you getting that for free?
Dr. Dean, good morning. We'll keep it very quiet between you and me.
I know that you like Dr. Dean.
He's a great bloke.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Last night had the run of the crab races, which I just said about Renee. She was celebrating 27 years finishing with the New South Wales Police Force, which
amazing.
Is a huge effort.
Well done, Renee.
And
love
this morning,
your work.
I've got to say hello to Trude. Trude has been a regular. That's her regular, the Tall Timbers Hotel. And she came up last night and we were having a chat. And anyway, she got selected in the last race because what happens in the last
that's
race?
That's the best one because then you get to name the crab.
Yes, you get to name the crab.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, and I think there were two crabs ago. Her number was 76. So, and she picked number 6. I said, what do you want to call it? And she said, Miss you, Jack, or love you always. Love you, Jack.
Love
I said,
you
love
Jack.
You, Jack. And he said, and she said to me, yeah, because my son Jack is getting buried today.
Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, yeah. And,
oh, that's really heartbreaking.
And Jack was 29, was driving, doing his work, had a massive heart attack. This was last month.
No.
And yeah, his funeral is at Palmdale today at 11:30.
29.
How young? How young?
Oh, and that's devastating.
And I said, oh, Trude. And I said, darling, I said, I'm so, so sorry. Anyway, she picked this crab, number 6, which was doing nothing in the first 3 races, didn't virtually move.
Okay.
And it won the last race.
You
and everyone's
are
going,
joking.
Everyone's going, that is a sign.
I seriously, would have bawled my eyes out.
And she did.
Oh.
And I said, oh, she's such a lovely, she's one of our favourites at the Tall Timbers
Hotel.
That's
a really beautiful
yeah,
story.
Yeah, and honestly, no joke, you know, and everyone's going, could not believe it. Sprinted through and won the race.
Love you, Jack.
Love you, Jack.
And, oh,
and won the race. So, Trudy, to her family, to Trude and all the friends of Jack,
yeah.
who passed away, the funeral at Palmdale today at 11:30. All the best. Thoughts and prayers, guys.
Send
thoughts
you love.
And prayers.
Lots
very
of love.
Much so.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
Got to talk about my pants. Have you seen these, Pad?
Show me a look. Oh.
These brand new pants.
Are they cords?
Yeah, corduroy pants.
Are they all the go?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not really that fashion forward.
You know what I love about them? They're maroon. Thank you. Getting me ready for the state of origin.
Oh, my God.
Well done, Mazzy.
That was unintentional. But it's funny that you mentioned the colour.
Where'd you buy them?
So I got them from this online store and I got sucked into this 2-for-1 deal where yeah. I was like, I actually wanted to buy a pair of green corduroy pants. And then they were like, oh, if you buy the second pair, you get 50% off or 40% off or something.
Do you get
so
sucked
like,
into those deals?
All the time because I'm like, that sounds like a bargain and yeah. I love a bargain. Yeah. So I ended up buying 2 pairs of pants and buying clothes online. It's always a risky business because you don't know about the sizing. You want to check the return policy in case it's the wrong whatever. So I got sucked in. I bought the 2 pairs and they got sent to me. And I actually didn't like these ones that I'm wearing right now. I was like, the color's a bit too maroony. It's too Queensland.
Never.
It's
never
too maroony.
No
I
way.
I wanted, it feels, I don't know, I wanted a deeper, more burgundy colour.
They're not too macaroni, for sure.
So what I did is I emailed the company because obviously it's online. I couldn't go back to the store. And I was like, hey, I got 2 pairs of pants. I'm not happy with the colour of one of them. What's the return policy? And they said, look, you've got a couple of options. You can return the pair and get a full refund. But you've got to pay for the return. So you have to pay for the postage. And I was like, oh, that just feels like a too hard basket. Or we can just give you a gift card. And I was like, oh, I'll just take the gift card. And then I was like, and then eventually I guess I'll return them or maybe they'll send me a return package to return them in. So I said, I'll take the gift card for the price of these ones. Great. And then what do I do with the pants? And they're like, well, you can just keep them.
You're a scam.
And I was like, okay. Well, and then I looked at them again. I'm like, I actually don't mind that colour.
So they're sending you the money that you paid.
Oh, I've already spent it.
And then you also got the pair of duds as well.
On another thing that's getting sent to me next week.
Oh, this is the biggest scam.
Just so fantastic. I don't know if I should be broadcasting it because it feels like I'm stealing, but I'm not. It was a genuine way that I stumbled upon this loophole where you could probably just keep getting gift cards if you complain enough to this particular company about the thing, because it wasn't that they were the wrong size. I think they fit snug. I think they look great. I was just a bit expecting a deeper burgundy colour. That's all. But now that I'm wearing them, Patty, I reckon they're fine.
They look fine. Did you have anything to do with this cyber security breach that was happening with clubs and pubs on the Central Coast, more so clubs yesterday? Who are they?
I think it's a sheer stroke of genius by me.
I'm going to ring my mate Copper Cookie just see. So you can say, I don't want them. They'll give you a gift card in return.
They did. And then they said, you can just keep the pants. It's fine.
And you've got the gift card for the amount of money you spent.
I've already spent it on a skirt.
Maz will be selling insurance soon.
And that's a wrap. If you missed Paddy and Maz this morning, get the show podcast on the Listener app.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Maz. Driven by Brian Hilton Motor Group. The big local. Two big locations with the largest range of new and used cars on the coast.
Paddy and Maz.
The podcast.
Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.